If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A drunk Florida man hit a pole and then sat outside of a 7-Eleven with no pants. Jeez. This is probably the time to reevaluate where you are in life and why you got to where you are outside of a 7-Eleven pantsless. So he crashed into a pole outside of a 7-Eleven, didn't remember doing it because drunk. He's got too many names. 24-year-old Bonifacio Manuel left a party, went to a gas station to get more alcohol, woke up in jail. Police officers responded to a scene. He ran right into the concrete pole right in front of a 7-Eleven. And then as police arrived on the scene and they approached his blue Ford sedan, they noticed that he was sitting in the driver's seat, literally with no pants on. And then they noticed his wet pants. So he did have some pants, but they were wet and they were in the passenger seat beside two empty beer cans. They asked for his license. He gave them a Mexican ID. He had never been given a driver's license. That wasn't even his license, his Mexican license. It was somebody else's Mexican driver's license. And apparently he's not here legally. He couldn't stand. He admitted to drinking, but he couldn't remember how much. Didn't know what happened to his car. Like, I didn't remember wrecking that. He refused to perform field sobriety. His breast samples were 0.260.
Oh, wow. That's more than three times.
My favorite is to read off the blood alcohol content and then look at Kane for like a real measure of how bad it is. So, yeah, he's in trouble. He was taken into the pokey, driven to Lake County Jail. He posted $1,500 bond. I don't know about that one. Let's see this. A Florida man. He has a boxer, a dog. His boxer helped scare off two coyotes during a walk. So this is in Altamonte Springs in Florida. They encountered two wild coyotes while he was out walking his dog. Credits his dog for helping to scare them away. And he said that my dog bulldozed them back into the woods here. And thankfully, he had his dog on a lead, but his dog like pulled him so hard, he like scraped his face on the ground. Florida Fish and Wildlife said they were aware of the reported incident. And there are coyotes there. So just be safe and be aware. And that was a good dog. But yeah, that dog dragged his dude. He dragged his owner. He's like, yeah, gonna go get these. Well, there was a shirtless man that stole a police cruiser and then carjacked another SUV, all shirtless in a very wild chase. Some of which was caught on video, dash cam footage, and then body cam, which you can't play because apparently the guy only knows four words, and it's all the S word, the F word, and another word I can't say. So, but the suspect, 52 years old, Armando Lopez, the officer's body cam, he was chasing the shirtless Lopez guy, and tried to use a taser on him. The dude was unfazed. After he got tased, he jumped into the patrol car, took it, sped away. After he was tased, shirtless and tased, he fell on the concrete and got up and then got tased and still got in the cop car. Dang, he's going to scratch his man nipples right off on the pavement. And the dash cam recorded the guy's actions inside the vehicle. And he was... So, yeah, he got taken into custody, as you can imagine. That's kind of wild. And then a man was detained because he tossed an explosive device outside of a Florida restaurant. Don't know why. Well, there's reasons. He's mad at somebody. Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. No one was hurt. There was no damage to the building, or significant damage anyway. The authorities have not released the suspect's name or a motive, but he has been detained. History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at Goldco. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. Goldco is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Well, he was standing in a country where free speech was weaponized to conduct a genocide. And he met with the head of a political party that has far right views and some historic ties to extreme groups. The context of that was changing the tone of it. And you know that the censorship
I have to disagree with you. Free speech was not used to conduct a genocide. The genocide was conducted by an authoritarian Nazi regime that happened to also be genocidal because they hated Jews and they hated minorities and they hated those that they had a list of people they hated, but primarily the Jews. There was no free speech in Nazi Germany. There was none. There was also no opposition in Nazi Germany. They were a sole and only party that governed that country. So that's not an accurate reflection of history.
I'm just rarely... I'm left as speechless as I am by such a demonstration of ignorance as seen with Margaret Brennan in that soundbite, that exchange that she had with Secretary of State Marco Rubio. And this all has to do with J.D. Vance going over to Munich and speaking to European leaders, telling them that they're not doing enough in the name of liberty, and then also criticizing them for their very real actual free speech infringements. And Margaret Brennan trying to rewrite history. First off, does she not know that they literally banned free speech? That the Nazis, when the Nazis ascended to power in the early 30s, one of the first things they did, in addition to going out and banning guns, was they wanted to ban free speech. That actually happened. They had a number of different laws and edicts that did precisely this. It was first an attack on civil rights, and then... You want to talk about a war on democracy? Well, there you go. I mean, there's reams of material that talk about the suppression of free speech under the Nazis and the explosion of propaganda. It is one of the most amazing L's I've ever seen anyone take in a broadcast forum. That is an embarrassing indictment of American education that a grown person who hosts a television show sits there and through that perspective begs the question and asking Rubio about free speech. Like, do you realize also the other offense that was woven into that is that she's essentially equating J.D. Vance with Nazis, because J.D. Vance was criticizing Europe for not having free speech. And she's acting like, oh, well, if you're a free speech warrior, I guess that makes you a Nazi. Oh, my gosh. That's, I don't know. I mean, maybe Kane, the reason that they burned books was so that people could breathe in the smoke and it was like the next best thing to reading them.
Yeah, maybe.
Says Margaret Brennan, wink. People are all up in arms over J.D. Vance speaking at that security conference. But you know what? Where was the lie? There was not a damn thing that he said. Was it harsh? Yes. And it was harsh, just perfectly harsh. And it was about 50 years after when it first needed to be told. I mean, he wasn't subtle about all of this. One of the things he noted was that the threat, you know, talking about Europe and Russia, is not really China or anything else. It's from within. And he's right. I mean, and they just had difficulty in processing that because no one has looked them in the face in recent time and said, knock it off. You're acting like a statist. I mean, they need to be blunt about this stuff. I'm like, why are we, you know, good? Why are we babying these people? So I don't know. To try to act as though those infringements weren't happening. Have you guys seen some of the stuff that's been, you know, taking place over in Germany, for instance? Where is this? So this is audio soundbite 14. German prosecutors say that it is you're committing a criminal act if you insult someone. Listen, 14.
Is it a crime to insult somebody in public?
Yes.
Yes, yes. It is.
And it's a crime to insult them online as well?
Yes.
The fine could be even higher.
Yeah.
If you insult someone in the internet.
Why?
Because in internet, it stays there. If we are talking here face to face, you insult me, I insult you, okay, finish. But if you in the internet, if I insult you or a politician.
That sticks around forever.
Yeah.
The prosecutors explain German law also prohibits the spread of malicious gossip, violent threats, and fake quotes.
If somebody posts something that's not true, and then somebody else reposts it or likes it, are they committing a crime?
Yeah, in the case of reposting, it is a crime as well, because the reader can't distinguish whether you just invented this or just reposted it. That's the same for us.
The punishment for breaking hate speech laws can include jail time for repeat offenders.
This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. This is what they do in Germany. She's salivating over all of this. Do you see her? Oh, so you can. Yes, because we don't know if the quote is not real or not. What? Do you see the absolute lack of respect they have for the individual? People are too stupid to make determinations about whether something they're looking at online is real or not. And as a result, you need the government to come in and make that distinction for you. You know, I think it's going to be a lot easier for the robot overlords to take over now, since we've had status that conditioned us to just taking over daily aspects of our lives for the past 50 years. I mean, quite frankly, is it going to be that much of a difference? Maybe without the political zeal? Who knows? But that, I thought that was so telling. Did you see the German lady's face? She's like, oh, yes, you know, because then they don't know if what they're reading. They don't know. Oh, the people are too stupid to make that distinction. And you can see what Brennan's doing here. She's trying to set up this argument that, well, this couldn't happen over here now because the government controls all of it. Do you see the government? That only makes sense if there is an agreed upon definition as to what is true and what is false. Because here in the United States, the powers that be were trying to tell you that, yes, you know, your immune system, if you get something and then you're inoculated because you've had it already, that, yes, that's how science works. And you've developed an immunity because you've had. Then that changed and they changed it to be whatever they needed it to be to justify mandates for injections and everything else. Oh, well, all of a sudden, you don't get natural immunity anymore. That doesn't exist, or at least with Rona, it doesn't exist anymore. This is what these people did. I'm just, it amazes me that they think that this is the answer to prevent the sorts of mass hysteria that we saw during the rise of the Nazis in the 30s. But that was the government property. I mean, they controlled every aspect of it. They act like they're fighting some grand cause of, we're fighting against hate. But think of it. These are the people that have codified hate. You get in trouble if you don't allow someone to hijack your language for cosplay. Oh, but there's more. Did you see that they raided a home? Someone posted a meme. So you guys share images right on Facebook. So imagine you share a meme. And remember, someone could say, oh, that was a racist image, or that was a sexist image, or the left's definition, they've obliterated the realities of what is or isn't with all the isms, because they've abused the word ad nauseum. So keep in mind that all of this is on a sliding scale of someone else's standards that changes conveniently when they need it to be advantageous to them. So imagine you share an image on Facebook, like a meme that you find, and then the authorities determine that it's offensive. Maybe you joked about a fat chick. Maybe you joked about, oh, I don't know, like, you know, somebody being a DEI hire. I don't know. And then the police raid your home and arrest you. This is what's happening in Germany. Audio soundbite 15. Listen.
It's 6:01 on a Tuesday morning, and we were with state police as they raided this apartment in northwest Germany. Inside, six armed officers searched a suspect's home, then seized his laptop and cell phone. Prosecutors say those electronics may have been used to commit a crime. The crime, posting a racist cartoon online. At the exact same time, across Germany, more than 50 similar raids played out.
Now, you don't
part
get to
of
see
what prosecutors say is a coordinated effort to curb online hate speech in Germany.
Now, what's interesting, they don't show you actually what they're jailing people for. They just want you to take their word for it. Oh, they posted a racist cartoon. What? Do you know that even, so in Europe, people who are coming from Sharia-dominated countries, like Islamic jurisprudence, you know, countries, they're referred to as Asians. And there's like stories, whether it's like on Daily Mail or Guardian or wherever, where someone can literally post criticism about people coming from Islamic countries illegally or trying to establish Sharia outside of Islamic jurisprudence in, you know, England or in France or wherever. And they get cited for posting hate, or if they even note the fact that these people are coming from Islamic countries that practice Sharia, which is literally the legal system, and that it's incompatible with Western values on which, like, the French judicial system or English, etc., is founded upon. If they talk about the conflict with, that's considered racist. So it's weird that they're not showing you what they're arresting people for. Because I think if they did, you would probably object and be like, wait a minute, explain this. But that's, I mean, for crying out loud, some of the offenses, I don't know if you've seen like some of the stuff that I remember even before the attack on the Charlie Hebdo offices, they were called racist and all kinds of stuff. And they were posting, you know, parody of the Islamic jurisprudence that guided these countries. And then also the extremism of some of the people who immigrated into these countries and the extremism that they brought with them. These are all very real things. Fundamentalism. And it's called racism to criticize it. You can't even criticize it. You can't say anything over there. There's no free speech. This is exactly what J.D. Vance is talking about. You are killing yourself for your opponent. You are priming yourself for takeover. That's what this is. You're not allowing free speech. You're actually, so her whole piece is discussing how you need to give the government entire control over discourse in your nation in order to keep things, what, peaceful? In order to buy this veneer of peace? I mean, they're actively advocating against free speech. I mean, it gets, Germany's crazy. As we move our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec. This is a great Florida-based company, and they make awesome firearms. And their brand new one is the PR-57 rotary barrel pistol, chambered in 5.7. They are just continuing to redefining the game, cutting-edge design and performance. You guys know that they have been making innovation and performance affordable. They've pioneered the compact pistol category. They've done a lot. So this 5.7, the PR-57, MSRP of only $399, super affordable. This is why you need it. It's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. Legitimately, I've handled it. I haven't shot it, but I've handled it. Super light. It's like the lightest 5.7 I've ever handled in my life. And it's because of the innovative rotary barrel that makes it super light, as well as the unique top loading design that replaced the traditional magazine with a stripper clip. So you have two stripper clips, 20 plus one capacity. So the left, when they always say clips instead of mags, they're actually correct with this one. It's a great, you can actually, this is a realistic everyday carry for literally everybody. And again, $399 MSRP, you can afford to get it. It's from Kel-Tec, the first of its kind. It's the PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. Visit KeltecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently a 5-point magnitude earthquake sent tremors across western Texas. Ooh, I don't want none of that here. Okay, we got tornadoes. We don't get both of them. That's not fair. So they said it had a depth of roughly 4 miles. The epicenter was northwest of Toyah, Texas, about 160 miles east of El Paso. They were detecting aftershocks within 5 minutes near the same location. And they said that they also felt tremors all the way in, like all the way out far west as like Roswell and Carlsbad and, you know, out in New Mexico. Crazy. So I don't know. Cannabis cocktails are on the rise. I don't understand this concept. Now, I'm not a weed person, but my first, I feel like this is like a whole side topic. My first introduction to weed was sitting behind old people at a Willie Nelson concert, hands to sky. It was the greatest generation, y'all. They were the greatest bad influence at a Willie Nelson concert. And they had, it smelled like somebody cracked open a kegger of Heineken. It smelled like a dirty raccoon fart. It was horrible. And I'm like, why would you want that in a cocktail, right? Because wouldn't your cocktail smell like that? I just don't want like a stinky drink. That's nasty.
It's like the gummies where it's you just
don't,
it's
don't
just
they smell like that? Well, my dog's CBD treats don't really.
Do the gummies smell like that? I don't think so.
I didn't really smell his CBD gummies, but I don't think that they have the TCH or TLC in there. I don't know, whatever the hell. Thank you. THC. Is that what you said? Is that right?
TLC?
Okay.
No, it's THC.
That's the band, isn't it? So they said cannabis cocktails, they're using cannabidiol, okay, and then those things in there. And that apparently they're on the rise because people are getting away from alcohol. I just think that people don't like hangovers. That's like, honestly, that's what it seems like to me. Is that, yeah. I'm not reading this headline. Candles, according to one Danish study, they say burning candles is the main indoor source of pollution particles. Your mom is the main source of indoor air pollution particles. Thank you. I'm going to burn my candles. My kids say that it's like a cult in our house. I don't care. I don't care because when we had the great ice storm of whenever that was, we had light. Thank you. But now they're saying that, okay, don't burn too many scented candles. Can I also just say, stop buying the scented oil trash from Bath & Body Works. That stuff is, I think, toxic. The little stuff that you put in the walls there. One of my friends, it totally discolored her whole fireplace. She had a stone and it totally changed the color of her fireplace. So I'm just saying some of the stuff, I think some of it's better than others, but you know, don't like burn your house down. Now, I think that the Trump administration has been making really, really good moves. The only thing that I don't like right now, and I saw this earlier today, and I'm going to just dive right into it, is this story that came, I think this is from Financial Times. I don't know how real it is, but it says the Trump administration pressures Romania to lift restrictions on the Tate brothers. I call them the Taint brothers. I don't care. I have never minced my words. I don't have to. I think that these two cucks have set humankind back by several generations. I don't think it's manly to be middle-aged, balding, drooping shoulders, single, no children. There are these Muslim guys that have bragged about selling women for sex online. I mean, they have sex camps. That's what they do. That's where they've made all their money. And I don't know how some, you know, hard up fetishized people on the right decided to make these guys like some sort of icon of right leaning freedom. I don't know. I don't know much about these dudes, except I think they're gross. And the videos that I've seen of them talking about themselves are so cringe. I have no idea how they get laid unless they just pay for it. I mean, we have an example, I think, that we can play. This is what I'm talking about.
They didn't teach you in self-defense? Here's a little move. When I grab you by your neck and you start annoying me trying to resist,
women.
And I just... And then I grab you by your neck again. Then what the f*** are you going to do when your face is collapsed and your f***, cheekbone's broken? You ain't going to do shit but cry.
I guarantee I changed the way you look at sex forever. You're going to be crying. I won't cry. I bet you cry.
His head looks like a jug.
Cry. You're saying I wouldn't cry. You're challenging me to a fight. You're saying I can't hurt you. You're out of your f***ing mind? I don't even have to f*** you.
I don't...
Forget
yeah.
the sex part. That's a distraction.
He's talking about women.
My can stay in my pants. I'll just start beating the shit out of you. How about that? We walk in the bedroom. I start kicking your ass. No sex. No sex involved. But you cry then.
Perfected this in pimp.
So this is one of the Taint brothers that they're talking about. And I don't know why. Because there are people on the right that have like elevated this guy for some reason. I'm just gonna. I don't even know where these two came from. They, I guess, were born in the United States, but like have lived overseas for most of their lives now, I guess. So I don't even know why any. We don't need to use this administration to settle political grievances or any other grievances for anyone else. So I don't know who's advising, because I guarantee you Trump doesn't know who these guys are. I don't know who's advising him to do this, but they need to be jettisoned out of Trump's orbit immediately. I mean, these two dudes are a cancer on the discourse of enlightened politics. They really are. And I don't know how anyone can hold up that thing as an alpha male, especially someone that has like a really sketchily claimed MMA record. Like you've like what fought one time in a league no one's ever heard of, please. I don't know why everyone's like sucking up to these two. No pun intended. I really don't. And I especially dislike it when I see cucks in the United States defend them. Yes, I am using that language because that's what I think of them. If you're defending this stuff as a measure of alpha, you're a cuck. At least does your wife let you watch? I have to ask that because those are the only type of males that actually defend this type of stuff. This stuff sets back humankind. And I've had some of like their defenders say, oh, Dana, be quiet. You're setting women back. First off, I know you're emasculated because I make more money than you and I'm more successful than you are. And your wife is not as attractive as me. That's no excuse to get nasty online, number one. Number two, don't call yourself a man if you defend males who sell women online in sex cam work and brag about it repeatedly in video online and sex cam work, and then threaten to sue the internet every single time someone criticizes them. That's not manly. That's being a female copulatory organ. And we have enough of those in this country on the left. So please, dear God, don't start importing it from the like not even the right from elsewhere into this country and claim that it's on the right. End of.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.